Hello, this is my Easter week diary for April the 5th, 2018. Today is Thursday in Easter week. One of the readings appointed by the daily office today comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." This particular passage is known by many people as the Great Commission passage. It's the final scene in Matthew's Gospel where the disciples gather with the risen Lord just prior to his ascension. I'm always taken by a couple of things in this passage. The first is that even in the presence of the resurrected Lord, some doubted. Isn't that astounding? There Jesus was, right in front of them, living, breathing. They knew he had died. They saw him in front of them, and they still doubted. I don't know. That gives me a great deal of assurance. If people who saw the resurrected Lord doubted, when I have my own moments of equivocation, I'm in good company. But then, undeterred by the doubt, Jesus gives his disciples their marching orders. Go, make disciples, baptize, teach, and remember, I'm with you always. I find that there's great encouragement there. Sometimes the way we move past our doubt, the way we move past our uncertainty, is to get to work in the field of the Lord. Christianity is not a head game. This isn't about how we make sense of it, but it's how we dive into the mystery that is the story we have to tell of Jesus, his birth, his life, his ministry, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, and his promised return. And in the midst of that story, we find our story. And in the midst of living out this Great Commission, we find ourselves changed. As I was thinking about this passage, I couldn't help but reflect upon one of my favorite hymns in the hymnal, hymn 528, known as "Lord, You Give the Great Commission." And I want to share the words of that hymn with you as our devotional focus for today. Lord, you give the great commission. Heal the sick and preach the word. Lest the church neglect its mission and the gospel go unheard. Help us witness to your purpose with renewed integrity. With the Spirit's gifts empower us for the work of ministry. Lord, you call us to your service. In my name, baptize and teach, that the world may trust your promise, life abundant meant for each. Give us all new fervor, draw us closer in community. With the Spirit's gift, empower us for the work of ministry. Lord, you make the common holy. This my body, this my blood. Let your priests for earth's true glory daily lift life heavenward, asking that world around us share your children's liberty. With your Spirit's gifts empower us for the work of ministry. Lord, you show us love's true measure. Father, what they do forgive. Yet we hoard as private treasure all that you so freely give. May your care and mercy lead us to a just society. With your Spirit's gifts empower us for the work of ministry. We have work to do. We have a story to share. we have a commission to fulfill. We may, from time to time, doubt, but the promise is sure. I am with you always, Jesus said, even to the end of the age. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.